This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Testimony has begun in the criminal fraud trial of Donald Trump. The prosecution alleges the former president falsified business records, allegedly to hide a hush money payment to a porn star during the 2016 campaign. Trump says he's the victim of political persecution.
Thank you, man. I get indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try and take me off the trail for. That checks being paid to a lawyer. He is a lawyer, or was a lawyer.
Trump is referring to his former attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, who says he made the hush money payment on Trump's behalf. Cohen is among the witnesses for the prosecution. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering an Oregon city's crackdown on sleeping in public spaces. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, the case has broad implications for the 250,000 Americans who live on streets, in parks, or their cars.
Lower courts have ruled that it's cruel and unusual to punish people for sleeping in public if they have nowhere else to go. The Supreme Court's more liberal justices suggested the small city of Grants Pass, Oregon, was essentially fining people for not having a place to live. But Chief Justice John Roberts said homelessness is a complex policy problem, and courts, like his, should not micromanage it.
Why would you think that these nine people are the best people to judge and weigh those policy judgments?
Whatever the decision in this case, it won't solve the country's serious housing shortage, which is driving up rents and fueling homelessness. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Travel across state lines for abortions has increased dramatically since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, federal health officials have announced a new rule to protect healthcare privacy for those patients.
The Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, estimates that nearly 90,000 patients traveled out of state for abortions last year. Melanie Fontes-Rayner, director of the Office for Civil Rights at the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, says this rule is designed for those patients.
When that woman goes home, her medical records will be protected, and the provider in the state where she traveled will also be protected from folks reaching in to go after that type of medical care.
That means information about this care can be legally withheld from law enforcement officials in an abortion ban state. The rule takes effect in 60 days. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Police have arrested dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters at New York University and at Yale. Columbia has cited security concerns as the reason for moving classes online. Tensions are high at several colleges amid debate over U.S. policy toward Israel. This is NPR. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is pressing forward with a plan to send some migrants to Rwanda. Sunak is insisting that both houses of parliament remain in session until they pass legislation that's meant to address the tide of migrants crossing the English Channel. NASA says it's once again receiving meaningful data from the Voyager 1 probe. As NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, a glitch back in November had the venerable spacecraft sending messages that made no sense.
The Voyager 1 probe launched back in 1977. It's now in interstellar space. It had been faithfully sending back readings about its environment until a glitch made its messages incoherent. For the last 5 months, a small team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California has been working to fix it. They pinpointed the problem to a memory chip and figured out how to restore some essential software code. NASA now says the spacecraft is once again sending usable data about the health and status of its engineering systems. In the coming weeks, the team will do more of this repair work so that Voyager will also be able to send science data. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
A federal jury says BNSF Railway contributed to the deaths of two people who were exposed to asbestos decades ago when tainted mining material was shipped through a Montana town where thousands have been sickened. The jury awarded $4 million each in compensatory damages to the estates of the two plaintiffs who died 4 years ago. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.